Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, Ken Crewley from politicsandstuff.com, looking at the whole election this morning, and we'll be talking about this for a long time. Donald Trump wins the White House. We're not in election overtime. It was a sweeping victory. And he won not just the electoral, but the popular vote as well. Ken, what's your biggest takeaway this morning?
Well, I guess my biggest takeaway is that the campaign was a very divisive campaign. And speaking as a Democrat, I think people were buying into Trump's arguments about what he's going to do about things like inflation and so forth. The presidents really don't have much control over that. They bought into the idea of crime because there were videos of various things, but actually crime is generally down in this country. I think we're in for a very rough road. It's kind of ironic that the public was concerned about Joe Biden's age and his mental acuity, and yet they elect an old man who has been showing cognitive decline. So it's a very hard thing to figure out. As a Democrat, it's a hard thing to accept, but we have a system in this country, and unlike the way Donald Trump acted after the last election, people will accept the results and they'll move on.
Hard thing for maybe some people, but is it as easy as people did not like Kamala Harris, Ken? You know, I'm watching this. It was CNN had this early this morning where they were going through the electoral map and looking to, you know, they can filter all these things. They have these interactive maps on their election coverage and filtered it to show where Kamala Harris outperformed Joe Biden. There was not a single county, and, you know, many votes still need to be counted, right? This was at about 2 this morning. Not a single county in the country that they could pull up where Harris outperformed Joe Biden. I mean, that's just astounding.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. And I think that part of it is the fact that how the nomination developed after Biden dropped out. The way that there was no choice. It was just decided pretty quickly that she would be the candidate. I think she ran a very good campaign in terms of laying out things and being positive and trying to do what she could do. But yeah, and I think a lot of it had to do with the way it was chosen. There were Democratic primaries, and so it made it the situation where, even in some Democrats' cases, they probably would have preferred another candidate. It didn't work out that way, given the circumstances.
You know, we're learning, too, Ken, this morning, that the Hispanic vote was a huge demographic for Trump. I mean, the argument that comedian at Madison Square Garden hurt him was overblown, wasn't it?
Well, in the mind of the majority of the people who voted, yes, I guess it was. But now we see what happens. He said during the campaign that he's going to deport 15 million people. The immigrants are coming from Hispanic countries, and so that's where the attention is going to go, I guess, in his administration. Yeah, they did vote for him. It kind of stumps me as to why they would do that, considering his rhetoric during the campaign.
Does it have to be a complicated thing, or is it as simple as, you know, I mentioned before, people might not like Harris. She underperformed Biden. Is a reason for that maybe just as simple as what we've heard time and time again, right? The old saying, it's the economy, stupid. Inflation hitting 9.1 percentage points in June of 2022. Now, some people haven't recovered from that, but a lot of people have not adjusted to how high prices have gotten. And, you know, we could say, well, over the course, you take a you know, macro view of it, zoom out, and, you know, we're back on track to what inflation would normally be. But prices had a humongous jump, and people have not adjusted.
Well, actually, Brian, you hit on the magic word, adjusted. You know, you keep in mind that the economy was in the dumps when Biden came into office. The poor way that Trump had managed the pandemic led to all sorts of problems. And as a result, people needed help. People were more than willing to accept the help that the government provided, but that fed the inflation. People haven't adjusted. I guess I'm old enough to remember that there were days when the inflation was much higher and did not come down as quickly as it did. But when you're paying more for things that you were used to not paying so much for, it's hard. And it's hard to keep perspective in that. I totally understand that. And I think that there's reasons to explain those sorts of things. But getting into reason and explaining and stuff just like that is very difficult in a highly charged campaign.
We're speaking with Ken Crooley this morning about the election. Do you think, Ken, that results would have been any different if Harris had picked Josh Shapiro to be her running mate instead of Tim Walz?
No, I don't really think so. I think that obviously there was issues with other states other than Pennsylvania that people have talked about, and so Shapiro would have been a good candidate. There were issues, I believe, on Shapiro's attitude about certain things that kind of drove him away from Harris, at least if you want to believe the reports that were out circulating at the time. And I don't think it would have really made much of a difference one way or another. People do not vote for vice presidential candidates.
Well, Ken, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks, as always, for your analysis. Ken Crooley, political analyst, joining us live.